Hello, my name is Bex Raven. Over my lifetime, I have discovered some life-changing ideas that have allowed me to help both myself and many, many others. And today, I'm here for you. This podcast will discuss everything from business management and daily schedules to personal well-being and why it's okay to eat chocolate cake for breakfast. So stay with me and learn how to slow down, live better, and be a happier you. Okay, so I was driving down the road today and I drove past somebody, or should I say they drove past me, in a silver Range Rover. And I clocked a look at them as they went past, and they were probably a couple of years younger than me. And that little thought sprung through my head of, how come they're driving a Range Rover and I'm not? And then my brain went, whoa, hang on a minute. Now, this is something I like to call the Range Rover conundrum. It's that, why are they doing something and I'm not? Now, I'm quite happy with my vehicle. For those of you that know me, it's a very nice Ford Transit. Now, I actually really like my Transit van. I'm quite happy with it. I've had it for a long time and I will be quite happy to keep it on the road for ages. And I know full well, if I really wanted a Range Rover, I could have one. But I actually don't want one. So why does our brain do this? Why does our brain say to us, how come they've got one and I haven't? And it's something that happens on a regular basis. It's this comparing ourselves to others and saying, you know, somebody of a comparative age, somebody in a comparative situation, how come they're doing things, getting things, having things that I haven't got? Why am I not in that situation? And especially when, for instance, last year, I was heading up on a big birthday. And I'm not ashamed to say I did hit 40 at the beginning of this year. And I'm okay with it. I'm fine. I don't have a problem with age, but I know there are some people out there that do, and they run up on birthdays like 30, 40, 50, and they'll be all like, oh my goodness, I've got to do 40 big things before I'm 40, and so on, because they feel that there's this big stigma behind that kind of thing. And you do have these little points though where you think to yourself, oh blimey, I'm sure there were more things I thought I would have achieved before I got to this point in my life. And I did have a little bit of that last year. I thought I'd be doing something different by the time I was 40. And then I thought to myself, well, hang on a minute. You've done amazing things. You've got 4 children. You've got a house. And it's not a small house. You've got a decent sized house. You've run businesses. You've been amazingly high up in business and chosen to walk away from it. You've helped out so many people over the years. You have been to university 3 times and qualified every time. You've done all sorts of other courses. You've done so much with your life. Just because you're not sat in a swanky office earning that 6-figure salary that you did get offered once and you said no thanks, doesn't mean that you're not achieving. Yet, we look at that Range Rover when it drives past and we go, how come I haven't got one? That's the Range Rover conundrum. And we do it all the time. We constantly compare ourselves to that one thing in that one moment and say, why haven't I got that? Why am I not good enough to have that? We forget to say to ourselves, whoa, hang on a minute. I have got that. I've just got it in a different way. I've got all these amazing things that I've actually gotten done in my life. In my life, these are my achievements. These are my things. This is what I have done. And these things look different to different people. You don't need that Range Rover, those Jimmy Choos, that huge big mansion on a manor house in the countryside. You need what you've got. You've done the things that make you you. And when you look at it that way, that Range Rover conundrum happens less often. It'll still happen. Unfortunately, we're human. And we have that longing. Do you remember the chicken math about always wanting more? We always want that little bit more than we actually have right now. But if we remind ourselves that we don't need to look at that person who looks so similar to us, yet they've got something we haven't got, and say, oh, I want that thing. Well, you've no idea who that person is and what else they have in their life. That Range Rover might be the only thing they have. They might not have all the other wonderful things that you have got. They might not have a fantastic family. They might not have an amazing house. They might literally be living in that Range Rover. So all you see is this tiny little external vision of something that could possibly be. For all you know, that Range Rover could blow up as soon as it drives around the corner. So that tiny little spark of, oh, I wish I had something. Instead of doing that, take it the other way and look at the things that you do have in your life. And find the positives and the amazingness and the wonderfulness that you've created over the years and the fantastic things that you've done. And reverse the Range Rover conundrum. You can do it. You know you can. And next time it happens, just smile and say, I'm glad they've got a Range Rover. I'm glad they're happy. Thanks for listening today. That was an episode of Embracing Your Inner Wabi Sabi with me, Bex Raven. If you'd like to know more, head on over to my website at www.bexraven.co.uk or join in the online discussion on Facebook at the Wabi Sabi Collective. I'll see you again soon.